It's winter, which makes me cranky, which gets me thinking about daylight savings time, which gets me thinking about the nature of control. My brain can be complicated sometimes. You see, I've never really bought into the idea that daylight savings time is actually helpful, that it actually provides any sort of boost to productivity or the economy. For one thing, the daylight savings time refusenik states, like Arizona, seem to get along just fine. And for another thing, there is nothing like statistical evidence in favor of the idea. So, why does it get enforced year after year? Why are we forced to screw with our sleep and work schedules and deal with a few groggy mornings every year? Why, indeed, must some of us die for daylight savings time? There is, after all, a slight but predictable spike in car accident fatalities just after its annual imposition. Simple paternalism, for one thing. The stern father state insisting that the weak and neurotic people need guidance in order to achieve maximum productivity. As if we couldn't, as businesses and as individuals, make our own adjustments to the waxing and waning of daylight. But I have long thought that there is more to it than that. I think that it serves the state very well to enforce a biennial reminder that we puny governed ones are so weak and hapless that even time itself is out of our power. The control of time being a privilege that the state arrogates to itself. A similar mechanism of control can be seen in the regulation of decency on radio and TV. For think about it. Me, you, and most everybody we know, including our sainted mothers, drop the F-bomb now and then and are quite able to determine for ourselves when it is appropriate and when it is not. But again, the state insists on inserting itself into something as basic as language. Tells us indirectly that some of our words are not sooth or legitimate and must be suppressed. Here, the state asserts its right to control even the way we speak to each other. And so it goes. A public discussion of sexuality, for example, is not possible without negotiating labyrinthine rules and regulations. Control. It's all about control. I mean, maybe it's not, but it sure feels like it sometimes. I don't subscribe to the idea that there are shadowy groups of uberhumans planning and coordinating all these exquisite mechanisms of regulation. Rather, it's more as if human culture keeps running up against the ontological grain of the universe. We are like a free-flowing river, continually constrained by dams, and yes, we occasionally, every few hundred years or so, break out of our constraints violently, take back our right to simply flow downstream. But soon enough, we erect some new dam, some new form of control. I don't claim to understand why. I simply observe and weep. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.